So I've written a talk for you, but really it's a talk for myself, myself as I was 10 years ago. And it's the talk that I would have liked to have heard. And maybe I did hear it, but I didn't want to know about it. But you learn from your mistakes, and that's what this talk's about. So hopefully you'll find it useful as well. So I've just picked one aphorism, one that was mentioned. One cannot be what one should be merely by closing one's eyes to what one is. So one cannot be what one should be merely by closing one's eyes to what one is. So as everyone reflects on things, images come to mind. And the image that came to mind when I was thinking about this talk was a muddy pond. The muddy pond that, as it were, we've lived our lives in. And then we come across the Dharma and we learn to meditate. And somehow through learning to meditate, the mud that is stirred up in the pond settles out in strata along the bottom, and we begin to have a new clear vision, a clarity that we've not had before. We enjoy this new clarity of vision. So we see more clearly, and yet much of the life of the pond is in the mud settled along the bottom. And despite the new clarity, tension can maybe arise through not wanting to look at the strata of mud along the bottom. We love the new clarity. We think we are over the murky gloom that's behind us. We pretend it has gone away, which to all appearances it has, as long as we don't look down. And so we learn to move, perhaps in a restricted fashion, so as to avoid stirring up the mud. Fearful of losing our newfound clarity, giving it value over the murk and gloom. So what's that got to do with Bhante's aphorism? Well, there's like two parts to the aphorism. They're connected. The first part is what one should be, or perhaps what we think we should be, which is illustrated by the clear water. And then the second part is closing one's eyes to what one is, which is the layers of mud along the bottom. And the moving in a restricted fashion so as to avoid stirring up the mud points to the tension that we can experience in the spiritual life. Certainly I've experienced that. The tension between our sense of beauty and joy of something more to life and the realization that an authentic life must engage the pain and suffering we find in the world. So I think Bhante's aphorism is pointing to the need for an understanding of the dangers and distortions that can happen in trying to live up to spiritual ideals. Spiritual experience can be seductive. It can take us away beyond the world and assuage our pain. It can be beatific. It can be full of meaning and significance. It gives us a glimpse of something new. The danger comes when we find it hard to let these experiences, these unitive experiences, go. It can seem like this is where it's at, what one should be. And so we get busy trying to recreate these experiences by closing our eyes to what we are. Or more precisely, what we don't like about what we are, i.e., variously, a bundle of messy confusion, anxiety, insecurity, anger, jealousy, grief, whatever. In doing so, we are not only closing our eyes to what we are, we are also closing our eyes to what is. We are closing our eyes to reality. Which strikes me as bloody ironic, actually, that for all the talk of suffering in Buddhism, that Buddhism can itself be used to avoid suffering rather than gain insight into suffering. This is the danger. They're grabbing the firebrand, I guess, by the wrong end. But although ironic, it's not surprising. I mean, after all, why should our practice of Buddhism be somehow exempt from the deludedness of our minds and separate from the various other means that we utilise to avoid pain? So, the third noble truth, the cessation of suffering. It's a nice idea. It's a powerful fantasy that's, in a sense, fueled us our whole lives. We don't like suffering. But when we orientate this avoidance of suffering, when we blend it with our Buddhist practice, it results in the cultivation of non-suffering experiences and the denial of suffering experiences. And in this way, we split our experience, holding on to a certain version of what we should be and closing our eyes to what we are.